hiphopgame.com. Here on the radar with Philip Scott, an artist from New York, so his roots are in graffiti and urban realism, now lives in Chicago. I met Phil about 2 years ago when I was interning at his gallery. It's called Niche Gallery. That's when I found out everyone has their own niche, a style. So I'm bringing Phil on the live airwaves to talk to fellow artists and listening ears about passion, graffiti, and just how one can see art in everything around us.
Art is like the core of me. It's always been there. I always used to doodle as a kid and draw. And I realized then, growing up as a kid, that it was just something I was passionate about. It wasn't something I really ever tried to do. It went from doodling to graffiti. I fell in love and I got intrigued with graffiti art. I ran around tagging up stuff in New York, and then it went from tagging to actually doing murals, or what we would call burners back then. And then I eventually found my way to a school, an incredible art school called School of Visual Arts. And that school transformed me into a street artist, to a more rounded artist.
Yeah, and that's one thing I've noticed about your art is there's realism, but there's also this vast imagination and colors and an abstraction to it. So I appreciate that. So working in Chicago, how does it differ from New York?
I think New York in general is just a different type of place, right? It's a special place. It's home for me, so, you know, I'm kind of biased, but it is definitely more... I think people are a little bit more open-minded, and when it comes to art, I think it kind of spills into art as well. The fact that it's not oversaturated. In New York, it's kind of oversaturated, so you have a lot more competition, so to say. But I think the art in general, I mean, it's universal.
And what is something that you're working on now?
Yeah, right now I got several projects I'm working on. I got a mural project for the Scott, which is a luxury apartment building downtown. I'm doing a mural for a dog run that they have.
That's awesome.
I'm also doing a mural for Orange Theory, which is a gym that's located downtown. And then I also have a art exhibit, a solo show coming up June 9th at Niche Gallery.
Sweet. That's going to be exciting. And with a lot of work, I feel like, at least as an artist, there's some procrastinating involved. So how is motivation a factor in what you do?
I honestly I get inspired by everything. It's very easy for me to stay motivated in art because I'm always thinking about things to paint and the next project, and these awesome ideas just always continue to flow through my head. Like if I see something on TV, or I hear a certain lyric from a song, or what really fuels me a lot lately is politics, what's going on in the world today. You know, things that happen, and I'll be like, you know what, I want to do a show based off of that, or I want to do a series of work that kind of, you know, speaks that. I really got addicted to origami. Became an obsession for me, and the challenge to really do something intricate, you know, to move on to these next levels in the art of paper folding. And, you know, I just kept doing it. Eventually, my mom got tired of buying expensive books. You know, I wanted it to truly represent me. And one of the things that I found that truly represented me was, you know, origami. You know, this was always something I loved and always did. And I was like, you know, how can I incorporate that into my work as a visual artist? And, you know, so far, that's kind of been a major part of my signature style, so to say.
Can you tell me about Niche Gallery and maybe a few challenges along the way of running the business and how the business is able to breathe and flow throughout the year?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Niche for me is my baby. You know, actually started this about 6 years ago, but it was at another location. It was the name was Niche, but it was at a different location. And you know, that location and kind of one of the challenges was, at the time, I didn't really set out to create an art gallery. It just was supposed to be just a space where I created. So I had the studio, also had a hair studio, and I had a huge space which I used as a platform to showcase my own work. It then grew into something that became a gallery for other artists as well. And in doing so, I realized then that, you know, this is something that I am passionate about as well. I like to give other artists the opportunity to showcase their work. It made me feel good. And it was also something that was a huge benefit to be able to just do shows when I want and so on and so forth. So once I realized that, I realized I wanted to take it to the next level.
And for those that just tuned in, we're talking about passion, art, graffiti, urban realism, and style. Here on The Radar with Philip Scott.
Just owning the art gallery, it's very hard to keep your doors open because art is not one of those things that people need. It's something that they want. Not like a haircut, or it's not like gas, it's not like certain things that you just have to buy, right, to survive. You know, art is a spontaneous purchase, and it's something that people usually buy just based off of a want, you know. So that makes it difficult sometimes, but at the end of the day, I think that when you create an environment or a gallery where people enjoy coming, even if it's not so much them buying work all the time, but you create a culture in which people enjoy coming and they love the experience and they love what they get from going there. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think sometimes that's more valuable than the money itself. And as long as we can continue to compensate in other areas, which we do, to keep, you know, to continue to pay our overhead, so be it.
And what advice would you have for fellow artists?
Fellow artists? Well, I would always encourage artists to just always push through and continue to follow their dream and their passion. Don't let anything, you know, discourage them, because it does get discouraging at times. You know, I've ran into several situations where people told me I wasn't ready or not good enough or, yeah, it's not the right fit for this gallery or whatever. And you just always got to kind of carve your own lane, carve your own way through things. It's always been my motto. But the one thing that I would say, too, is each artist always has to find their niche. They have to find their identifiable style.
That makes me smile thinking about your style. So how would you describe your style to those who haven't seen it in art?
You know, I would describe it first off as urban pop expressionism. You know, my work is very contemporary, and it, you know, it has undertones, graffiti undertones. Also, like you said, it's very colorful at times. I do add a lot of black and white stripes and shapes and patterns.
And the number four.
Yeah, yeah. The four is very prominent in a lot of my work. It's a lucky number. It represents a lot for me in terms of just spirituality and astrology and different things like that. So I tie that into a lot of my work. You know, black and white represents the fact that I'm biracial, so that's part of me, and that's shown in my work as well. The graffiti obviously represents my younger days as an artist and how I tie that in. And then I also, there's a lot of usage of a red arrow that I use as like a indicator or focal point. I use it to create focal point, rather. And this is something that stemmed from my design and fashion days. I used to do tech packs for fashion, and I used to use this red arrow a lot. And so I kind of took that, and I was like, you know, how can I incorporate my fashion aspect into my work? And that was it. You know, I used that red arrow, and so now, you know, the red arrow is very prominent, like, as a signature style.
Phil, it's a pleasure talking to you. I love hearing that you have such an inspiring voice just about motivation and how seeing everything is art. Because one of the first times I met you, it was with Cassie, and we all had an art talk at Niche Gallery. And then us all going out to eat, I feel like that's when I found out everything is art. And looking around us, there was like a slight breeze in the air because it was fall. And it just felt really good to be amongst people that like to see everything else's art. So if there's anything that you'd like to share, feel free.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, it's a pleasure. I appreciate you, you know, having me on the radio. Mm-hmm. And it's an honor to, you know, answer these questions for you and whatnot, because I've always admired you as well. I you know, I feel like everything is art, you know. Mm-hmm. Or I think that you can find art in everything, right? Art is so necessary, and art is so pleasing to the soul, you know. It helps you through things. And, like, this next show that I have coming up, it's really about that. It's really about me and a pretty big transition in my art career and moving forward. My style and what this is about and what it represents is kind of about that. You know, the fact that art has always been that main thing that has held me down, kept me sane, mm-hmm. and has always been therapy for me, you know, in terms of, you know, just like when things get tough, you know, I'll hit the studio up. You know, that's my way mm-hmm. of, like, you know, some people will go work out. I do that too, but, like, some people, that's their thing. Like, if they get stressed out, they go work out and they release some steam or whatever. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, art has always been that. If I got a bit stressed out, I would go do some graffiti, or I would go draw on something, or, mm-hmm. you know, I would paint some clothes, or I would, you know, just, and literally, I've painted on everything. You know, I'm talking about tables to sneakers to helmets to mm-hmm. walls to, I mean, it's probably nothing you can name that I haven't painted on. And that just really, you know, that just really is true testimonial to what I'm saying, is that, you know, for me, art has always been that thing that's kept me together, you mm-hmm. know.
And that was Philip Scott talking on the radar for Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Sarah Opet.
Sie erleben die Originalatmosphäre zu Hause.